that my esteemed colleague from Romania has a point. If we look at the ERDMS, if you look at the ECDB, or if you look at the EHDB, if you have an automated vessel, it should probably also, well, sort of communicate with this, be able to communicate with these databases. Probably if you have checks online whether the crew on board is like, which may be reduced on an automated vessel. Let's say there is one person in case of fire or something, whether that's requirements are fulfilled. So this kind of information will be needed. Probably you won't have a boatsman sitting there and giving information via radio. So, but you would have the information that there's someone on board who's doing some other tasks. So, might be probably relevant, I guess. I don't know. As well with the EHDB, yes. I mean, the data will be there in the EHDB, I guess. So if we have got more data on automation, it may be relevant probably to have specific requirements. It's not foreseen right now in the EHDB too, but in future, I may not exclude that it might be necessary to have information on, let's say, certain automating technologies which are on board of the vessel to have it on the EHDB as well, so it can be checked. I assume this could be for future work relevant. Thank you.